This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that every Muslim tries to achieve. It is that thing which differentiates between the various ranks, the different ranks of Muslims. And so everyone can claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we don't know what's in the hearts of the people. But how many people can claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. He said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدِ نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a certain person, He calls on Jibreel alayhi salam. يُنَادِي جِبْرِيلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. He calls on Jibreel and tells him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so-and-so, so love him. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلِ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلِ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. And so in turn, Jibreel alayhi salam calls on the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, and announces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved so and so, so love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ يُوضَعْ لَهُ الْقُبُولِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And so in turn, the angels, the inhabitants of the heavens, love that person just as Jibreel alayhi salam loved him, and just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that person. And then after all of that, he is granted acceptance amongst the inhabitants of earth. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the goal that every Muslim tries to achieve, to move beyond the rank of just simply loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the rank of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn loves. My dear brothers and sisters, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned 10 points or 10 ways, 10 means that one can achieve or help himself to achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so inshallah today we're going to go through these 10 points and these 10 means that Ibn Qayyim mentioned, so that we could implement these 10 points and 10 means in our lives. The first point he mentioned, that one can achieve and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is through recitation of the Qur'an. Recitation of the Qur'an with contemplation and understanding of its meanings. And so simply not just reciting the Qur'an, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but taking time out of our lives to reflect over the meanings of what we're reciting. Since the majority of us don't understand the Arabic language, and even those who do understand the Arabic language, the Quran is very eloquent, that even the Arabs, it was far more eloquent for them. And so even those who understand the Arabic language, we have to take time and recite the Quran, pondering over its meanings, picking up its tafsir, reading the meaning of these ayat, these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not ponder over the Qur'an? Do they not reflect over the meanings of the Qur'an? Had it been from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have found in it many contradictions. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this Qur'an is not something which any human being created. It is not the words of a human being. If we were to reflect and ponder over the Qur'an, we would come to that realization. Rather, it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a far more superior being. And so there are several ways and steps that we can take towards contemplating and reflecting over the Qur'an and the meanings of the verses of the Qur'an. The first of these is that when we recite, we must have ikhlas. Sincere intention when we recite. That we're not reciting for any other purpose, but to gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the intention that this Qur'an will guide us out. Will guide us out from the evils of this dunya. And guide us to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second of these means and steps that we can take towards reflecting over the Qur'an is by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Qur'an with when He said, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That when we recite the Qur'an, before we recite the Qur'an, we should seek refuge in Allah from shaitan so that he does not divert our attention and so that we could read the Qur'an, pondering over its meanings, reflecting over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said without getting distracted from shaitan. The third means that we can take towards reflecting over the Qur'an is that when we recite the Qur'an, remember that these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not the words of any human being, of none of the creation. And so that should inculcate in our hearts the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we must recite the Qur'an with fear in our hearts over what we are reciting. Also from amongst the means is to recite the Qur'an with tartil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَتِّلَ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. The meaning of tartil is to recite the Qur'an in a slow, melodious tone, not quickly rushing over it, but slowly pondering over its meanings, reflecting over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. And from amongst the means of reflecting and pondering over the Qur'an is that when we come across the verses that mention the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should stop, pause, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His bounties and His blessings upon us. And when we pass by verses that deal with the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stop and pause ourselves and seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His punishment. The second way that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, the second means for us to achieve and acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through acts of an-nawafil. The extra actions that we perform after the obligations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in a hadith Qudsi, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That the slave, the servant, does not come close to me. He does not come close to me with anything more beloved to me except that which I have made an obligation upon him. The fara'id, the obligations, praying five times a day, paying zakah, fasting the month of Ramadan. Then he said, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. Then after that, the slave, he does not get closer to me except through acts of an-nawafil, the extra acts, the sunan, until I have loved him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجُلُهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Until when I have loved him, I act as his hearing, his ears with which he hears, and his eyes with which he sees, and his hand which he strikes with, and his feet which he walks with. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with this slave of his, protecting him. He is with him in his knowledge, not with him physically, but with him with his knowledge, acting as a guide for him. And then he said, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And then if he was to ask me for anything, I would give him. And if he was to seek refuge in me from anything, I would provide him with refuge. And so this is the reward of those who don't just do the obligations, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made wajib upon us, but rather he moves on after that, performing those extra actions in which there is great reward. The third means that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times with one's heart and one's tongue through the adhkar, the various types of remembrances that we have been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our tongues and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times with our hearts, fearing him subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for his reward. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us in the Quran the obligation of remembering him and constantly remembering him subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues and our hearts. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me and I will remember you by guarding you, by protecting you. And so one of the companions, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said to him, complaining that the obligations of Islam have become too much on us, is there anything that we can do that will make all of these obligations equal? Something small that we can do that will take place of all of these obligations? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. That keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we must constantly be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for his forgiveness, asking for his bounties, always keeping our tongue moving with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentions, He said giving precedence to that which Allah loves over that which our nafs loves. In other words, giving precedence to that which Allah loves over our desires, our whims and our desires, our hawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us in the Quran the fate of those who follow their desires and the fate of those who prevent themselves from following their desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That the one who transgresses all bounds and follows his desires, preferring this life over the hereafter, such a person, his abode, his final destination will be what? Will be the hellfire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That as for the one who fears the standing before his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for such, and this person also prevents himself from following his desires, then for such, his abode will be the everlasting paradise, Jannah. And so Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said concerning this verse, that it refers to a man who thinks about committing a certain sin, and then he remembers and imagines himself standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And so as a result of that, he prevents himself from following his desire and committing that sin. The next point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah he mentioned, and this is the fifth point that he mentions, he said examining and observing the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the one who remembers and thinks and ponders over the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are countless, such a person, he will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he does not worship his Lord based on ignorance. Rather, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on knowledge of who he is worshiping. And so when he thinks of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, he knows that the Most Merciful is the one who showers his mercy upon everyone, irrespective of whether he is a believer or a disbeliever. And then this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, is specifically for the believers in the hereafter. And when he thinks of Al-Khaliq, the Creator, he knows that his Lord is He who brings everything into existence after it never existed. And when he thinks and ponders over Al-Aziz, the defender and the defeater, who nobody else can defeat, he knows he is worshipping a Lord who is all-powerful, that can never be defeated. And so Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said that whoever is aware of and has knowledge of his Lord, then such a person, his Lord will in turn love him. And so with these few words, I conclude. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وسوء فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Continuing on to the sixth point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah he mentioned, he said, observing the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And so in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us a list of blessings and bounties that He has bestowed upon us, upon mankind. He mentions the creation of the heavens and the earth, and mentions how He sends down rain from the sky to produce fruits and vegetables for us to eat. And He mentions how He makes our ships to sail in the oceans, and how He made the sun and the moon to be of service to us. And then after mentioning all of these bounties and blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes. He says, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. He concludes by saying that He has given to you all of this. Everything that you have asked Him for, He has given to you. And if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to enumerate them. However, the human being denies these blessings, and he is very unjust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is He who brought you into existence and made for you ears with which you hear, and eyes with which you hear, and made for you hearts. However, very few of you are thankful. And so we must ponder over the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given to us. How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By performing that which He has ordered us to do, and staying away from everything that He has forbidden us from. The seventh point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah he mentions, he said, inculcating khushu', the humility and the humbleness in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That verily, the believers have succeeded. Who are the believers who have succeeded? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have humility, khushu' in their hearts. When they pray. And so Mujahid said regarding this verse that the khashi'un, those who humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the real believers. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse. And so how do we become real believers? When we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our prayers, we have to leave behind this dunya. Forget about everything else and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having sincerity in our hearts and leaving everything else behind us. The eighth point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah he mentions, he said, secluding oneself in the middle of the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the lower heavens. And this is taken from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Yanzilu Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala kulla laylatin ila sama'i dunya." That our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night He descends to the lower heavens. "Hina yabqa thuluth al-layl al-akhir." When there's nothing left except the last portion of the night, the last third of the night. فَيَقُولُ مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ مَنْ يَسْأَلُنِي فَأُعْطِيَهُ. من يستغفرني فأستغفر له. And then he asks, who is it that will call upon me so that I can answer his call? Who is it who will ask me so I will give him? And who is it who will seek my forgiveness so that I could forgive his sins? And so because this is one of the most difficult things upon us, getting up in the middle of the night, forsaking our sleep, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised the status of those who perform this special act. And so in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ. Shall I not show you the ways to goodness? الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةِ. Fasting is a prevention from the hellfire. وَالصَّدَقَةِ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةِ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءَ النَّارِ. And charity extinguishes sins just like water extinguishes fire. وَصَلَاتُ الرَّجُلِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. And also from amongst the doors of goodness is praying in the middle of the night. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, that the righteous ones, they forsake their beds and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Him, خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, in fear and in hope of His reward. The ninth point that Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, from amongst the means that will help us to acquire and achieve the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, accompanying the righteous and taking from their good words and only speaking when one thinks that in his speech will be benefit. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ وَوَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ وَوَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my love has become binded upon those who love one another from amongst the believers. And my love has become binding upon those who visit one another from amongst the believers. And my love has become binding upon those who sit down with one another from amongst the believers. And so accompanying the righteous ones is a means that will help us towards achieving the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." That every single person is upon that which his companion is upon. He's upon that religion that his companion is upon. So be careful who you take as your companion. And so if your companion is somebody righteous, who will remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your duty to him, he will remind you of the hereafter, then that is the best companion that you can have. However, if your companion is somebody who distracts you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prevents you from following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the worst of companions. And so after that, Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned that we must take from the good speech of our companions, of these righteous companions. And we must only speak with that which there is benefit in. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدِ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ مَا فِيهَا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ أَبْعَدْ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That a person will speak one word, just one word, He doesn't care what he's saying. He's not careful of what he says. He's not sure of what he's saying. He could have said anything. He could have said a bad word. The Prophet ﷺ said that such a word, one word, just one word, will make that person to be thrown in hell, a distance that is further between the east and the west. And so we have to be careful of our tongues and what we say. The final point that Ibn Qayyim mentions, the 10th point that he mentions, that will help us to achieve and instigate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is perhaps the most important point that he mentions. He says, refraining, staying away from every single thing that comes between the heart of a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. To show the importance of a clean heart, a heart that is approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fleeing away from the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day when nothing will benefit a person, on the day of judgment, nothing will benefit a person, not his wealth, nor his children. The only thing that will benefit him is the one who comes with a clean heart. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa as'aluka qalban salima, that, oh Allah, I ask you for a clean, pure heart. A heart that is not attached to the dunya. Rather, a heart that is fleeing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad ibn Sirin, one of the Salaf, said that the clean heart is the heart that knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real, and that the hour, the day of judgment, is going to pass without a doubt, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect every single inhabitant of the earth, those who are in the graves. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to us, he said, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً, that verily in the human being, in the body, there is one piece of flesh. There is one piece of meat in the body. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, that if this one piece of flesh was to be clean and righteous, then the rest of the body, you will see the effect on the rest of the body. It will be righteous and it will be proper. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, and if this one piece of flesh becomes corrupt, then the rest of the body, the entire body, will become corrupt. He said, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, verily this one piece of flesh is the heart. It is the heart that matters, and it is the heart that will save a person on the day of judgment. And so you yourself will notice that when your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're performing all of these righteous acts and staying away from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from, then it becomes easier for you. It becomes much, much more easier for you to stay upon this correct path. When you attach your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make sure your heart is clean, that it is sincere, whatever it does, it is sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not do anything. You do not have the intention of doing anything to please others, to gain the praise of others. It refrains from envy. This heart refrains from envy. You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the rest of the body easier for a person to act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to act upon. And so these 10 points, my dear brothers and sisters, are some of the most important points that we should try to implement in our lives. Because it's not just enough for one of us to say that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the non-Muslims will tell you that they love God. But does that mean that they will be saved on the Day of Judgment? It is only those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love that he raises in status in this life and the next. In conclusion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أتاني ربي عز وجل فقال لي يا محمد. My Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala came to me in a dream and said, O Muhammad, قل اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربني إلى حبك. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, O Muhammad, say, I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and the action, that act that will lead me, it will make me to get closer to your love. With these few words, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to be from amongst those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved in this life and the next. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qaribun mujibud da'wat. Allahumma ansuril muslimina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwwika wa ala aduwwihim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.